I, David Bell, live at 32A Maple Park, just off Brampton Road in Holchester, and I make this statement in connection with the accident that happened on the 7th of June 2009. The contents of this statement are to the best of my knowledge. I am a freelance graphic designer and I work from home. I am the owner of and reside at 32A Maple Park, which is just off Brampton Road in Holchester. And I am the owner of a blue Ford Fiesta with the registration number F346GTH. I park this in a residence parking space outside my house as I have no garage or driveway. On the 7th of June, at approximately 5:45 p.m, I was walking along Brampton Road on my way back from the local shops. I had almost reached the turning to my house when I heard the sound of a speeding car, in the distance at first, but rapidly getting closer. I could not see the car initially, but I am well aware of the speeds that cars travel at down Brampton Road, even although it is a residential area and the speed limit is 30 miles an hour. As I mentioned earlier, I could not see the car at first, I could only hear it. And my house is on the corner of the junction of Brampton Road and Maple Park, and I had reached the turning when a silver BMW with the registration P454TXT came speeding down Brampton Road, heading around the corner towards me. I now know this to be the car driven by the person I now know as Mr. Mayhew, the defendant in this action. I was standing on the pavement just in front of my house when I became fully aware of the car. I turned to see it hurtling towards me. I then began to wave my arms at the oncoming car in order to attract the driver's attention and try to move out of its path. The driver of the car seemed to acknowledge my presence and applied the brakes. However, the car had already begun to lose control around the bend and span round about 90 degrees. At this point, I jumped out of the way as I feared that the car was going to hit me. The car smashed into my own car, causing substantial damage, then hit the fence in front of my house and carried on spinning across my garden. It was only stopped by crashing into my shed, which was totally destroyed. Most of my garden was ruined, including my lawn and vegetable patch, which were ripped up as the car tore across them. I'd guess that the car was travelling at well over 40 miles an hour, so I was not surprised that the collision was so serious. When I was certain that the car had stopped, I went over and opened the driver's door. I could see that the driver, Mr. Mayhew, was badly injured. I went straight into my house and dialed 999 for an ambulance and for the police. The contents of this statement are true and to the best of my knowledge and belief.